Okay, so is there anyone on the line who'd like a reading?
Okay, if nobody's going to speak, I will. It's Tara. Hi,
hey,
Clarissa.
Hey, Tara. You made it.
Hi.
Hey. How you doing?
I'm good.
Okay.
Good. I'm enjoying this very much.
Oh, good. Okay. All right, so just give me your birthday.
Hi.
For people who are listening and who may be also studying the cards, I asked people just to say their first name and their birthday, because people could be looking along in the book where the spreads are, and they could learn from what I say. So, okay, so your birthday is?
It's May 17th.
And the year? Or you can just tell me.
1968.
And just so I don't have the computer, how old are you?
42.
Okay. All right. So you are your birth card is a Two of Diamonds, and your ruling card is the Eight of Clubs. And I was just talking about the Eight of Clubs. Did you hear my description of the Eight of Clubs?
Yeah.
Okay. So Two of Diamonds, Eight of Clubs. So a bit about the Two of Diamonds is, first of all, a diamond is the suit of value. It's what we value. And it's also money. So, and you put that with a two. A two is partnership, you know. So we say the Two of Diamonds is someone who really likes to work in partnership with others and creating through businesses or through creating something of value, okay?
Hmm.
And it's like you have a keen mind with the love of the financial, because one of the karma cards of the Two of Diamonds is the Ace of Diamonds. And, again, and value and money, and it's an Ace of Diamonds really likes to create new ways to make money. They're always thinking about new ways to make money. So, so money and value is important to you, and doing it in partnership is
mm-hmm.
really important to you.
Yeah.
Now, so now this it's really interesting because you know, you like to make money and you like to do it with others, and you like to be in partnerships with others. But that's the area where you actually have the most challenges in your life is the area of relationships and partnership. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
You know, you may be more wise in terms of, you know, the work or the business end of it, and maybe not as wise in the emotional area. And the reason this is because you have an Ace of Hearts in your Pluto, and that is like a challenge for you throughout your life. And an Ace of Hearts can represent feeling lonely or feeling like you're wanting and desiring love but somehow not able to get it, or the feeling
yeah.
of not getting it. And so it, and also too, it's really the challenge of really being able to love yourself, because Ace is the one in love for self, to love yourself no matter whether you're in a relationship or not in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be probably one of your biggest challenges.
Okay.
As a Two of Diamonds, and also to. Another challenge is that you have a Six of Clubs first karma card, and this is something that we need to learn to integrate. And so with the Six of Clubs, we really have to be responsible for our words and what we say, and to understand how it affects other people. So
okay.
you may have experienced, you know, just some places where maybe something you said may have come back at you in a way. And so it's really learning to take responsibility for the effect that our words have on others. But that also, too, the same one gives you a hidden special purpose for your life. And Six of Clubs involves bringing people, you know, to a higher understanding of life. So it's like it's a missionary card.
Mm-hmm.
So within you is some way in which you do have a special purpose of bringing people to a higher truth, but you have to kind of look within to discover it in you, okay?
Okay.
So that's about the Two of Diamonds, but you have a relatively, I mean, I know I'll say this and people may think, oh, no, I don't, but, you know, you have a pretty good life path, meaning that most of the cards in your life path are even numbered. But, of course, you know, we have a a spread every year, and so we do get to experience being in other people's shoes every year, which is that displacement. But you have a relatively good life path. And then with the Eight of Clubs, as I was describing the Eight of Clubs before, the Eight of Clubs really gives you the ability to focus when you need to.
Hmm.
And it gives you a fixed mind. And you do have a set of principles that you do live by, and nobody can sway you from them. But Eight of Clubs is a power and success. Eights, all eights are power, is a power number. But it's also, eight is also a number of transformation. So you will experience certain transformations throughout your life. And sometimes this Eight of Clubs can make it hard for you to make a change, because there can be just like a fixed quality and maybe sometimes even a stubbornness. But you do have, but it's a very powerful card, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Great. And so that's a bit about your card. Do you have a particular question about or about anything that may be going on, or like some kind of guidance on what may be happening for you now?
Well, there's so much happening, but the main thing that's really important to me at the moment is the script that my comedy partner and I put together. I've just been finding there are people who are interested in reading it,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just sitting with the wondering whether it's something that is going to be of network proportion or if it's something I'm going to have to create independently.
Okay, well, one thing I just want to let you know is that you just entered into a new 7-year cycle on your birthday, on May 17th.
Uh-huh.
And because we have yearly spreads, and then we also have other cycles. We have a yearly spread, and we have a 7-year cycle, and we do have 13-year periods. But so every time you move into a new 7-year cycle, that's it's important, because it's like it marks a change, a major change. So that's the first thing I want to say. Is that you just went into a new 7-year cycle, and your long range, your focus for the 7 years, this is in your Two of Diamonds spread, is an Eight of Space, and that's power. That's a lot of willpower. Okay, so I see that you can get this done, but it's gonna require you to really focus your attention.
Mm-hmm.
And to use your power, because you also have your Eight of Clubs as your Pluto in this, and that's focusing the mind. So you're really going to have to really use the power of the eights to focus your mind.
Okay.
And to do that, and you do have a Four of Diamonds result, which is protection and money. Okay. So I see, you know, from just what I can see, you it's going to require you to actually focus. Now let me look at your other. Spread, Eight of Clubs.
It has already taken a tremendous amount of focus just to get it done to the point where I can show it to people, because I've, you know, it's been hard to get my partner, who hasn't been focused, inside of the focus. And now that she is, there are people who will look at it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, in your Eight of Clubs spread, in your 7-year, your focus is new ways to make money.
Okay.
So, you know, so it is going to take focus, and you're going to have to, and it's like being creative with money and thinking of new ways to make money and thinking of new avenues. And so, as you were saying, you know, it sounds like there may be different options. So, you know, you're looking to see if you should, you know, take it independently, or what's going to come up. But you just started this, so it's going to be interesting to see how this unfolds. In your for this year in your Eight of Clubs, you are your long range card is a Four of Diamonds, and that is protection in money. Okay, or that's focus around stability and security as it comes to money. And then you also have a Four of Clubs, Pluto, and a Ten of Hearts. result card for this year, and the Ten of Hearts is audiences. So that's what you're going to, by the end of this year, you will end up, you'll have satisfaction of mind, and you'll end up, I believe, with an audience for whatever it is that you're creating.
Great.
Okay? So I would continue to do that, and let me look at, go back to your two diamonds and see what the result is.
Okay.
So, yeah, you have so much, but what's going to come up for you, though, as you're doing it this year is working with poverty consciousness, okay?
Okay.
So what you're being challenged with is that as you do this, to not give up. So you have a Seven of Diamonds, Pluto, and a Jack of Diamonds result. So what this tells me is that in order for you to become a creative financial person by the end of the year, that you're going to have to work with whatever your consciousness is about money. And wherever it's been lacking, you have to really go within and go to the spiritual to actually to make a shift within yourself that you are always provided for by the universe, that there's always an abundance of the universe. And with the seven is a spiritual number. They're true spiritual numbers, the seven and the nine. And with the seven, with the nines, we have to just let go, or it's a completion. But with sevens, it's like there is a material challenge that's being presented. And there's always a solution to this material challenge by going to the spiritual. And it's usually opening up and being appreciative of what is already here, okay? Because it's like appreciating the abundance that's here, that you already do have, so that more can actually come in.
Okay.
And you have to actually look to see where it is within your mind that you believe that that there's a limit or a lack to money, or where you believe that something is your source other than that which your own timeless eternal self and the universe and God. Okay, so it really is about you really doing whatever it's going to take to really transform your thinking around money. And by the end of this year, you will actually create yourself to be someone who's financially creative, okay, and someone who thinks of new ways to make money, or who looks at different ways to get something done, and also who's using your power, because you have the power to focus, and you just have the power just of your will to get this done, and so you don't give up, okay. Is this making some sense? Is this feeling? Because, I mean, I think with these cards, we already know these things. It's just really reflecting and showing what's already there. And then it kind of, then we kind of go, we step into it even more. So that's what I'm seeing. But tell me what it is that you've been experiencing. Have you had any glimpse of this?
Yeah, for sure. It's been, I've held on to this particular idea for, like, years upon years upon years, and at the levels that I've healed, and I've just gotten to a point where it's like I want to put it into form, and I was able to put it into form, and now I'm putting it like for my own usage, but then to put it into form with a partner whereby we can actually have a TV series or a film, and bringing this information that everybody knows, but just like raising awareness and being able to laugh at ourselves while we're, you know, seeing who we are.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it has been a really long process with regards to the money. And like, I've been able to make more money this month than I've made ever in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still struggling. I'm still dealing with, you know, the financial crisis that I've been dealing with, but it means that I won't go homeless even if I lose my home.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's gotten to a point where I'm like, I want to create beyond just what my time creates, like
mm-hmm.
creating the lottery, winning the lottery, rather than having to show up at 2 a.m. for a call time and then get paid $200 for that acting day.
Right.
And then being denied.
Okay. Well, this also this also be a year where you'll be, you know, doing some exploring of what you want. So you have an informant and you're going to work. And this is a year of partnership because in both your spreads, your focus for this year, the long-range card, which is the main card for the year, is a Two of Hearts. And that's actually getting together with someone you love, either to work on something or it could be dating. But it sounds like what you're doing is in partnership with this person that you're working with. Now, you do have a Seven of Spades underneath, so that means you need to have faith in this partnership or faith in what you're doing all year. So.
Or faith?
Faith, like F-A-T-H, F-A-I-T-H, like faith. Again, it's a seven, so I think it's working hand-in-hand with your Seven of Diamonds. This is just a Seven of Spades, and the Seven of Spades is the biggest card of having faith and having gratitude for what is here already. And because you're talking about a project, it's like having faith in what you're wanting to bring to the world in this project, through this project, okay?
Okay.
And it's in connection with this partner. And then in your Eight of Clubs spread, you're also the underlying card for the long-range card is a Two of Hearts. So it's a Four of Diamonds, Two of Hearts. So it's establishing, you know, security in money, which is what you just talked about. You know, you want to be secure in money. But it seems as if you're going to do it in partnership with someone, okay?
Great.
So partnership is really kind of highlighted this whole year, and then becoming a creative financial person, okay?
Great.
And so just dealing with all of the mindsets that are in the way of you having a prosperous mindset is your work for this year, okay?
Great.
So you do have a King of Clubs environment. So I would take any, and that's being a leader around information. So what is this project that you're doing? Is it a commercial or is it, it's a series? You said it was a series?
Yeah, well, originally I wanted it to be a series and my partner wanted to make it a web series. And web series don't make any money. And I thought it was too important of a topic for me to just stick it in a web series. And then we started talking about just creating a film. And then I found a director who has done a great film who was willing to work on the project. And then as we worked on it some more, I said, this needs to be a television series, mainly because I see myself in television besides film.
Mm-hmm.
But she and I just sat with it, and as we open up to it, it doesn't necessarily matter whether it's film or television, but it does matter in terms of writing it and marketing it. And as the people that we're connected with mainly that want to see it are all doing film.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're open to either. And I honestly, at this point, I just want to do it, so I don't really care what form it goes into. And when you involve television, you have to deal with networks and, you know, a whole bunch of other stuff that,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Commercial, things
all
like
right.
that. So,
well, then, the last bit of information then I'll give you is that whatever you do, you need to take a leadership role in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you do that, it'll be a benefit to you to step out and be the leader and to, you know, disseminate information in whichever way is appropriate or in connection with this. It will actually be a benefit. So I would say really step up and take on a leadership role with this. And then
I have, great. And everybody's been giving me carte blanche on that too, which I appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they all look to me and say, it's yours.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you say is what we'll do.
Mm-hmm. And then
it's a nice position to be in.
Yes, it is. I mean, you know, the thing with being a king is, we have to step into the responsibility of it, but then, you know, there are many rewards to that, you know. So, I mean, I think that's the only thing that stops us from that is the responsibility, but if we're not afraid of being responsible, then, you know, it's great. And just the one last thing, that for these next seven years, what will really be a benefit to you is to really work on self-mastery You know, I mean, it, so as you're doing all this, there's it's also important to really be going within and making any changes within, because, you know, when we make the changes within, the outer will actually outpicture these changes. So we're not having to push or work so hard to get something. We're actually, you know, using our internal work to actually make the changes within ourselves first, and then it gets reflected on the outside. So that's going to just be important for these next 7 years, okay?
Okay, great.
And it'll be easier, actually, because it's in your environment, so it's a blessing. So any time you do that, it's going to really, you're going to really reap rewards from that.
Great.
Okay?
Great. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Well, so how's that? I mean, any other questions?
Oh, how much time can I take?
Well, I think we have a few, maybe 3 minutes or so.
Well, then I don't know if I could ask any more questions.
Well, you can always call back or something. But if there's anything really quick.
I don't know that this would be quick, but I don't necessarily know. I just feel like, I don't know. Hey, am I going to win the lottery? That's a quick question.
I don't think the cards tell you that. I somehow don't, you know, I would say that you're going to be working, having a lot of work projects. That's what I would say. So
yeah.
I don't see you actually stopping to eat bonbons or anything like
that. Well,
I mean,
the lottery actually, my intention with the lottery is actually be able to fund my life. Project. It isn't about bonbons. I don't want to take a cruise.
Right.
I just get my projects off the ground and be able to take care of, you know, health matters.
Yeah. Well, health matters, the Eight of Spades this year, your health matters, I believe, will turn around. Because
okay.
Eight of Spades is the power to heal, okay?
Great.
So, and you have that for the next 7 years as your long range. So you're really going to be working that out, okay? And you're going to have that power to do that, okay?
Okay.
And I kind of just have this thing, it's completely, you know, up to your creation. You're creating, and if winning the lottery is part of that creation, it's a beautiful thing. But I somehow get the sense that you're going to find tremendous satisfaction through actually navigating this and showing yourself how powerful you are, and how powerful you are to actually manifest and to actualize these dreams that you have. And you're going to find that you're going to be given everything you need to make that happen. So that's kind of what I kind of can, you know, my intuition is telling me. But I do know by the end of this 7 year period, you're going to have protection and money. The money is going to be there. And this year you are focused on, you know, finding ways to find security, and maybe winning the lottery would be a security, you know, a way that you would have security. So it's not that it's not that way, but somehow security and money is a focus of yours, and I do see it happening. Okay.
Great. Thanks.
So okay, well, cool. Well, I'm so glad to talk to you.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Are there people on the line?
Yeah, there are a few other people on the line. Okay, so I guess I should, but this is what we have time for. We're at the 1 o'clock hour. And does anybody want to unmute and say hello?
Yes, Clarissa?
Uh-huh.
Hello, it's Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. And who else is there?
It's Anna from D.C., Clarissa.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Clarissa.
How are you doing?
I love it.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope you can call back again sometime and get a reading.
Yes, I will. Thanks.
I would love to do that for you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate all of you being on the call so much, and it really gives me tremendous support to have people here on the call that I can actually feel and whose energy I can relate to. So I really appreciate and thank each and every one of you. And it's just been my honor, my pleasure, my gift to just share myself and this information with you, and I look forward to next week's call. Okay, so everyone have a wonderful, wonderful day, and I'll be in touch with each of you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.